From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for July 18th. It's Brock, July 18th. The sports rundown, five stories, no fluff. Let's get into it. First, from The Guardian Sport, Caitlin Clark pours in career-high 45 points as Fever Edge Storm and Thriller. Caitlin Clark had a huge night, scoring a career-high 45 points and adding 10 assists. This was the first 40-10 game in WNBA history. Clark also had four steals and two blocks. Her 45 points set a new franchise record for the Fever. They needed every bit of it as they survived a late rally to beat the Storm 110-107. Clark also made some history beyond her scoring, becoming the fastest player to make 200 career three-pointers, doing it in just 74 games. Next, second, from MMA Fighting, Impaka Sunganai explains why he already updated Instagram bio to PFL champion before title fight. Impaka Sunganai's Instagram bio already reads World Champion, a claim he's making before his July 18th rematch against Johnny Eblen for the interim middleweight title in Austin, Texas. Kasanganai sees his fighting career as a platform to inspire others, and he's not doing it for personal validation, but to live up to his faith in God's plan for him. He believes the PFL's middleweight division is the top in the world, and he's confident he'll unify the title after claiming the interim belt. Kasangani's not focused on what others think, but on trusting God and doing his job, claiming victory and moving forward. He's expecting to dominate Eblen and get the finish, and when he does, he'll move on to face Costello Vanstinis for the undisputed title. Up next, third from The Guardian Sport. He is pure history. Scaloni pays tribute to Messi before World Cup final. Scaloni, wary of Spain despite underdog run, coach calls 39-year-old captain pure history. World Cup final kicks off on Sunday at 3 p.m. ET Argentina. Head coach Lionel Scaloni, captain Lionel Messi, and goalkeeper Emiliano Dibu Martinez met with the media on Friday in New York City, 2 days ahead of Argentina's second consecutive World Cup final appearance. Few considered Argentina, who are built around an aging core and led by a 39-year-old talisman, to make it this far. And then, fourth from PFT Alt, Tom Brady, angling for yet another paycheck, moves toward a WWE match. Hey, you are not going to believe this. Tom Brady, yeah, that Tom Brady, is apparently looking to step into the wrestling ring. He was at Fanatics Fest and told Cody Rhodes he wants a WWE match. He said he's waiting for Nick Khan to come up with a storyline. Brady mentioned he's retired from football and sees this as a chance to show he's still an athlete. And get this, yesterday he actually slapped Logan Paul. It sounds like things are moving fast. So the guy who's already a Fox analyst, Raiders partner, owns a soccer team, runs an apparel company, has a race boat team, advises Delta, plays flag football, and is a big-time pitchman, he might be adding wrestler to that already massive list. Looks like balance might mean something a little different to him these days. Next, fifth from Awful Announcing, Gilbert Arenas signs with Playmaker after ugly split from Underdog. One of the most notorious NBA commentators will seemingly soon be back on air, as Gilbert Arenas has signed on with a partner for the forthcoming relaunch of his live video show, Gil's Arena. Arenas left Underdog suddenly in the spring after a rocky season during which Underdog attempted to launch a corresponding football show, co-hosted by Skip Bayless, under the Arena banner. Up next, sixth from PFT Alt, Robert Griffin III hints at a Netflix documentary on the day he tore his ACL, 5 years after former Washington quarterback Robert Griffin III announced, then scrapped, a tell-all book about his time with an inherently dysfunctional franchise. Griffin is apparently ready to tell his story, or at least part of it. Griffin, while wearing a full uniform of the franchise he played for in 2012, including a jersey with the abandoned name and a helmet with the expunged logo, moves his 2012 NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year trophy from a chair and then sits down. And then, seventh from MMA Fighting, UFC Oklahoma City newcomer Levi Rodriguez Jr. confident he'll become a three-division champion. Levi Rodriguez Jr. is making his octagon debut at UFC Oklahoma City against Felipe Franco, and he's got his sights set on becoming a three-division champion. The undefeated Brazilian has a background in Muay Thai and kickboxing, and has fought at light heavyweight, heavyweight, and middleweight in his MMA career. Rodriguez Jr. claims he's been training for this moment since he was 12 years old, and now he's one step closer to making his dream a reality. Rodriguez Jr. joins the UFC after a first-round knockout on Dana White's Contender Series, but that fight was later overturned to a no contest due to a failed drug test. He's since served a suspension and is now ready to make his UFC debut. The 25-year-old is confident in his abilities and promises to put on a great show for the fans, saying every one of my fights is going to be a war. Rodriguez Jr.'s opponent, Felipe Franco, is a 25-year-old Brazilian who's returning to the 205-pound division after a short-notice loss in his promotional debut. Rodriguez Jr. expects Franco to try and take him down, but he's ready for anything. He's not one to talk trash about his opponents, saying, "I believe everyone who's in the UFC has talent and is trying to build a career and improve their family's life." Rodriguez Jr.'s long-term goal is to become a three-division champion, and he's inspired by Alex Pereira's attempt to win a third belt earlier this year. He's confident that he'll be the one to achieve this feat, saying, "I will get to do that one day." With his background and determination, it's clear that Rodriguez Jr. is a force to be reckoned with in the UFC. Next, 8th from The Guardian Sport, Trump praises Bologan decision, repeats 2020 election falsehoods in appearance with Infantino. Trump and Infantino appear at FIFA reception World Cup final kicks off on Sunday at 3 p.m. ET. Donald Trump credited FIFA President Gianni Infantino for the decision to suspend U.S. striker Folarin Balogun's red card ahead of his team's crucial last 16 game against Belgium, which the U.S. eventually lost 4-1. Trump and Infantino were sharing the stage at a reception in the atrium of Trump Tower ahead of a meeting of the FIFA Council on the Friday before Sunday's World Cup final. Up next, 9th from SB Nation, Caitlin Clark rewrites record books with historic 45-point outing. Indianapolis. Even before Caitlin Clark took the floor on Friday, she had the feeling something special was in store. If nothing else, she was trying to will it into existence. Individually, she had struggled to find a rhythm since returning from injury. And then, 10th, from The Guardian Sport, Tuchel defiant in face of criticism over decisions in England exit. "I have no regrets." Thomas Tuchel's not backing down, refusing to point fingers after England's World Cup exit. He says there's no use in playing the blame game, and instead he and his team need to learn from their mistakes. That's a tough pill to swallow for fans who are still reeling from the semi-final loss to Argentina. Even Donald Trump has chimed in, questioning Tuchel's decision to turn Harry Kane into a defensive player. But Tuchel's standing firm, saying he has no regrets about his choices. Now England's got a third-place playoff against France in Miami on Saturday night, and Tuchel's looking to close the gap on the top nations. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.